Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Sell Out Records Radio. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday, music from Evelyn Champagne King from her Get Loose album from 1982. Of course, that is Betcha She Don't Love You. Of course, good evening to you. Of course, this is the night version. This is the evening version, Throwback Thursday night. For the next 2 hours, I'm going to be jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul for you. We got music on the way from Jodeci. Let's see, we got some Ready for the World on the way. And we got some guy, and I'm going to open up the phone lines today, so give me a call if you do, if you want to hear a request, and I might happen to have it, I might hook it up, or you want to, you know, you want to talk about certain things, you know, the phone lines are open, 646-668-8537, that's 646-668-8537, again, thank you so much for all this, all of you guys that are able to support the show. You can support the show. You can tell a friend. If you're on Facebook, go to Solar Records Radio, like the page, tell a friend to like the page. You know how it goes. Also, you can go to www.wardellpotsjr.com or solarrecordsradio.com. You want to get some cool merchandise. Of course, we have Solar Records Radio hats, mugs, well, caps. Let's see. Yes, we're still in a pandemic, so we think we still have a few masks left and whatnot. So thank you so much for supporting the show that way. And we do have a Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio, all one big word. And I might play a few songs. Of course, there's a lot of R&B artists no longer with us, artists that have become an ancestor. So I might hook up a couple of songs from those who are no longer with us, but definitely, like I said from the earlier show, if you guys are tuning in, we want to kind of keep that legacy going, and that's what we do. They leave that mark on this earth with all that great music, and we definitely want to highlight that, even though they're physically no longer here. But let's go ahead and get this show started, man. I am a big fan of I love her when she first came out. Of course, you guys remember off of Q's Juke Joint album, she had a song, You Put a Move on My Heart. And I fell in love with her ever since. Of course, this was from her solo album from 1998, using a little sample from the Commodores. The name of the song is called So Into You. The artist I'm talking about is Tamia. You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night on Solar Records Radio. Thank you. From 1984, of course, that was music from The Whispers. The name of the song is called So Good. Now, before that, I had to hook up a little classic 1995 from Jason Weaver. Of course, Jason Weaver, of course, went on and did, you know, of course, ATL, and of course, he was a smart guy. But a lot of people remember him from, of course, being the voice of Little Simba, or the singing voice of Little Simba from The Lion King. And, of course, all of us remember him from being little teenage Michael Jackson, preteen Michael Jackson from the Jackson's American Dream miniseries. I was going to say movie. Well, technically it is, but it is a miniseries. But, of course, and the coolest thing about Jason Weaver is hopefully I can get him on the show, too, and get a chance to talk to his people, and definitely want to get him on and talk about, you know, that growth, you know, and being able to have, I think, a mother who was at the time, I think, was his manager, was able to have him pretty much get paid for life, considering, you know, I think it's on YouTube. I want to say it's a DJ Vlad video, not really just being on Vlad, but the actual interview was pretty good, because I want to say Disney gave him an option of taking, you know, I think $200,000 and walking away, or getting a percentage of the take for, you know, I think $2 million. I'm sorry, not $200,000. I think it was $2 million, and then that's it. No royalties, nothing like that. Or you take $100,000 off the top, and then you kind of, you know, the royalties and the merchandising and things, you get a percentage of that. The mom said, I'm going with the latter. And as of right now, you know, he's still getting paid from that. So amazing, brilliant move. I mean, it's about longevity. It's about, you know, understanding your worth. And I think that was just an amazing shout out to him. Shout out to his mom. For being able to work out that type of deal. But shout out to Jason Weaver. That was Love Ambition from his album, again, from 1995. And, of course, I started off the block with a classic, of course, Tamia, So Into You. Tamia, of course, had a great album out, a recent album out, which is very under the radar. Love R&B, just straight singing. Of course, she is still doing her thing, still married to Grant Hill. You know, I was a little bad when it happened, but, you know, that was me before I got married. You know, I'm good now. So, but anyway, guys, we're going to go ahead and keep this. Oh, first of all, rest in peace. Of course, when I played The Whisper So Good, rest in peace, of course, Marcus Hudson and Nicholas Caldwell from the group of The Whispers. Of course, definitely memorable. Of course, Nicholas was the dancer. He was the guy that was doing all the choreography for them. And what a great mustache and beard. One of the greatest, you know. And, of course, definitely rest in peace to those brothers. And, again, going to keep that legacy going here at Solar Records Radio. So I want to remind you, speaking of legacy of Solar Records Radio, tune in tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Going to take a trip. Going to go back in time and tell all the great stories, celebrating the legacy of Solar Records Radio, kicking off Solar Records Weekend. We're already on a Thursday today. Time flies, man. Time flies. We got an hour and 35 minutes left. I want to go ahead and keep this music going. Keep it on 1984. Since we ended the segment from the Whispers from 1984 from the album So Good, let's stay with 1984, give you a classic from this brother. Had him on my radio show a few years back, man. Got to get him on this show. Of course, this is O'Brien, Love Light. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio. Be so happy, never let you be alone.
Does anyone have any? Does anyone have any?
Is it so?
Listening to Solo Records Radio. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday Night. Music from Lilo Thomas. Yes, from 1987. The song is called I'm in Love. Before that, from 1985, music from Ready for the World, Digital Display. Of course, started off the block a year earlier, 1984, music from O'Brien, Love Light. Love that music video, and I'm going to just keep it there. We got about an hour and 20 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Do this every week from 7 p.m. to actually 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And anyway, we're going to go ahead and keep this music going. We talk about artists that are no longer with us, and definitely we play the music, of course, to keep that legacy going, keep their name going, keep, you know, what they contributed to just the industry and just, you know, people, you know, these music touches people's lives. And I don't get too corny about it, but that's just the reality of it. So the next artist I want to play, I was a big fan of his music. Of course, he was with the BB&Q band. Loved that brother, of course. Rest in peace to that brother. But he went on and did a solo album in around 1983. And the song I want to go ahead and play, I want to take you guys all the way back, almost 40 years, man. Almost 40 years. From 1983, of course, the late great Curtis Harrison, of course, doing his solo thing, you know, taking a brief break from the BB&Q band. This is called I Want You All Tonight. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio. from 1978. Of course, that was music from the Doobie Brothers, of course, Minute by Minute, going into 1979, 1978, late 1978, early 1979. Before that, had to hook up a little Fonda Rae, Touch Me All Night Long, of course, remade in kind of in a similar way. Technically, it was a remake. I think Kathy Dennis ended up kind of remaking it in like 1990, early 1991. And of course, started off the block, the late, great Curtis Hairston from the BB&Q band, Brooklyn, Bronx, and Queens band, I Want You All Tonight, from 1983. Going back to the Doobie Brothers, rest in peace to John Hartman. John Hartman was one of the original members, and if I'm not mistaken, co-founder of the Doobie Brothers. He was the drummer for the Doobie Brothers. He passed away, if I'm not mistaken, back in September. So rest in peace to John Hartman from the Doobie Brothers. I love that song, Minute by Minute. Of course, Michael McDonald. What is it to say about Michael McDonald? Don't understand the word the brother singing, but, you know, it is what it is. I feel it. A lot of y'all are feeling it. So let's go ahead and keep this music going. We got about an hour and 1 minute left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and supporting the show. You can support the show if you're on Facebook. Go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook. Like the page. Tell a friend to like the page. You know how it goes. Also, want to remind you, you can go to solarrecordsradio.com or WardellPottsJr.com, of course, my partner. You can go get some cool merchandise if you want to support the show that way. And we do have a Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio, all one big word. Again, thank you so much for those who donate to the show. Every little bit helps for us to keep doing what we do. And we want to make every show better than the last one, if that's possible. I'm joking, kind of, but I'm not. Let's keep this music going, man. I, you know, big fan of this group. I want to take you all the way back. 1973, music from the Four Tops. Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio. Ain't no woman like the one I got.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Every day the sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just.
Like a hand in love,
like pages in a letter.
Ain't no woman like the one.
Classic Tony from the Revival album. The name of the song is called Whatever You Want. Just as sure as my name is Dwayne. Not Dwayne, just Dwayne. Yeah. I used to love that song. Well, actually, I still love it. Tony from 1991, Whatever You Want. Before that, from 1995, early 1996, music from Jodeci, Get On Up, and of course, all the way back, 1973, music from the Four Tops, Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got. Got about another 48 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me. I do this every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. And this block, I'm going to dedicate this block to 70s soul. Whole block, three songs. So whole block. So technically, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm just saying. So let's take it all the way back to 1972. One of the songs I grew up listening to as a kid, and then I found out they were kind of kids, teenagers, and whatnot. I fell in love with them more. And of course, if you guys remember, the song was sampled. You know, being a hip hop kid in the hip hop generation, this song was sampled. You know, Q-Tip, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, a couple other artists. But anyway, let's take it back to 1972. The music from Black Ivory. You and I, keep it locked right here, Solo Records Radio.
Thank you. the one your eyes see. Tell me you need me, deep down inside like I need you. You see, I need you to see me through. I wanna hear you say, darling, 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 I love you. Through the rain and through the cold, together we will never grow old. Sometime the going will get a little tough, and I must admit, living with me can be rough, but I need you to see me through. I get off when you say, baby, 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 I love you.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, that's music from the late, great DJ Rogers. Of course, we lost DJ Rogers a couple of years ago from the It's Good to Be Alive album. Of course, that is Say You Love Me, one of my his signature songs. I mean, every time you go to a concert, if he doesn't play that, people are going to throw chairs. I'm just, you know, when he was, you know, still among the living with us and everything. Of course, he is an ancestor now. Again, rest in peace, DJ Rogers. Of course, got a chance to, almost had a chance on my old radio show to get a chance to talk to him, met with his people. Funny. We talked about all it. His manager was like, yeah, he can't leave a grocery store. People recognized him, and he can't leave a grocery store without saying a line from "Say You Love Me." Of course, and of course, I love the album cover. If you guys go to the It's Good to Be Alive album cover from DJ Rogers, it's so 70s. It's so, what's the word, pimplicious. "Say You Love Me," of course, from the late great DJ Rogers. Wait, I gave you a 70s block from 1977. Before that, music from Enchantment, Silly Love Song. And, of course, started off the block with Little Black Ivory from 1972, 50 years ago. Of course, you and I love that song, love how smooth, you know, the beginning, the instrumental in the beginning, and then they just come in. And you know, as teenagers, singing grown folks' music like that, this is a beautiful song from Black Ivory. And if I'm not mistaken, it's still out there making music. So shout out to them, 50 years later. So, man, I'm still on the 70s kick, man. I'm feeling a little 70s. I want to take you back to 73 and give you a song. I'm going to keep the music going. Of course, from one of the all-time greatest albums, greatest soul singers, the late, great Johnny Hathaway, Extensions of a Man album, Love, Love, Love. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Take your place, it was all in vain. No, their lips were never quite the same. No, baby, when I was kissed and someone knew deep inside I was missing you. Oh, baby, you made me fall in love with you. I don't know just what I'm gonna do. Oh, honey, I looked out into empty space.
course, that's music from the late, great James Ingram from 1986. Of course, that is called Always. Make sure my mic was up. Here I am talking without the mic, and then, wait a minute, oh, my mic's up, so start talking. I had to hook that up. Of course, James Ingram, we lost James Ingram a few years back, if I'm not mistaken, to brain cancer. Of course, his music definitely lives on 100 Ways. Just an amazing artist. And if you guys remember, he was in Dolemite. If you guys remember the movie Dolemite, he was in the band at the little performance. So you remember, Jane, he had a perm, everything. It was great. I loved it. Great perm. Of course, before that, music from Guy from 1988, their debut album, I Like. One of my favorites, and of course, started off the block, Extensions of a Man, great album, the late, great Donny Hathaway, Love, 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 from 1973. We've got 14 minutes left. It's almost time to wrap it up, but I can't go anywhere without my partner hanging out with me. Of course, I have my big brother, Mr. Wardell Potts Jr., my big homie. He's I don't know what he was. He's basically blessed me with bless the phone lines, hanging out with him. Understand he's doing his Farmer John thing, so I didn't really want to bother him too much. But I appreciate you calling in and hanging out with me.
What's up? What's up? How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man.
You good?
I'm good. Yeah, I was doing solo, you know, 3/4 of the way, man, but I really appreciate you, and I know I didn't really want to bother you like that, but I know, you know, as soon as I, you know, you checked in with me, like, oh, my God, you got a show, let me call in. But, hey, man, I understand you probably had other things to do, but I'm glad you're here. And we had discussed.
It's kind of a
continuation. No, it's all good, but it's kind of a continuation of the earlier show. Make sure you check out, I call it Wardell's Afternoon Drive, Throwback Thursday, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. every Thursday afternoon. And we kind of celebrated those who aren't with us, you know, the ancestors, those artists that have become ancestors. And he kind of focused on, had a great show earlier, and I was able to chime in with my two cents. But I kind of continued that a little bit in certain segments of the show today, man, because you really inspired me to really think about like those artists. Of course, we appreciate the music. We appreciate, you know, what they've done. But just the fact that, of course, they're no longer here with us, and then just celebrate the person and celebrate the legacy that they're leaving or they left. And that's what we do here, you know?
Yeah. It's because it's important, man, that you remember. You know, and it's a lot that goes with that word. I mean, just, you know, I mean, there's so much in it, and there's a lot to remember, you know. And just like we remember our loved ones, we can remember the stuff that made us feel good as well. And some of that is music. And music had such a large impact on my life that I truly have to give homage to those people that blessed me along the way, and that even inspired me. Never met me ever. I never met them ever, but they inspired me with their gifts and their passion. And I know how much work it takes to, you know, to put time in to develop yourself as anything. As a school teacher, anything that you're doing that you're working hard at. And just like those teachers, they are so important to us. Like I see if my school teachers, when I went to school, oh, my God, they're stars to me. I go, oh, Miss Johnson, because they impacted our lives, right? And so these people that did the music for us, you know, that really blessed me. They're like the soundtrack of my life. And so I just have to say thank you for blessing me. And look, they are the reason why we know each other. Mm-hmm. Right? Because you're interviewing me about music. That's how we met. because you wanted to interview me about music, about Dynasty, my group. And so, but if it, there was no music, we wouldn't probably ever met because we lived in two different parts of the world. But that
right.
music brought us together. And then when it brought us together, and I really enjoyed hanging out with you, and I guess you enjoyed hanging out with me. And now, look, we're
yeah.
doing it together. We're doing the music together. So it's that's how powerful it is. That's how wonderful it is. You know, from the time I was a little child at, up to right at this particular moment, it is still blessing me, music, because I have you in my life. What a blessing. And I thank God for that.
Oh,
I thank God for you. I thank God for your passion. I thank God for your wife and your her family and all your family. Because look at your sister. I enjoy talking to your sister. But it was music that brought us all together. Music. I would never know about her and how hard she works at the hospitals and the stuff that she does. And let, but music was the one that brought us together. So that's why I wanted to go back and always talk about those people that blessed us along the way, because they are really my heroes, and I'm proud to say that. So anyway,
man.
That's it. That's my story.
Wow.
I'm sticking with it.
Man, if you can, just remind the people what's in store tomorrow. And we'll close it out, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tomorrow on Solar Records Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records, The Whispers, Salomar, Lakeside, Dynasty, Climax, Midnight Star, so many more artists that we love playing their music and stuff. And just, you know, going back from, you know, when Solar was launched and stuff, and just, and thinking about Dick Griffey, the late Dick Griffey, who
yeah.
made that all happen and stuff, and just celebrating, you know, his dream that blessed so
right.
many people. So tune in as we, Don and I, are playing that music and just having a great time. And a lot of these artists are still living. What a blessing. So come hang out
blessing,
with us tomorrow.
Blessing and a half. Yes, tune in. No doubt. Again, first we're going to go ahead and wrap it up, man. And I apologize because you would have been proud of me. First of all, you would have been proud of me because I did a whole 70s block, man. I played Black Ivory. I played Enchantment.
What?
I played Donny Hathaway. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, man.
And I I know. And it's just something about, especially playing that Black Ivory, you know, a lot of great 70s soul music, man. And to be, I was a baby in the 70s, so it didn't really just absorb like it did in the 80s for me. But I wish I can kind of capture that feeling you had when you were kind of that teenager in the 70s and whatnot. And again, I'm not, you know, not ragging on you, you know, for your age or anything like that. I'm just saying, I think to capture that moment, you know, seeing all of those documentary clips of Soul Train and, you know, the kids out there dancing, you know, back in 71 and 72. And of course, you know, they're older now, and of course, there's a few of them no longer with us, but the fact that they absorbed that music. And for me to appreciate it, being a kid that pretty much grew up in the 80s, to appreciate it the way I do, I can't imagine once if I lived it as a teenager. And I see it in you. I see the expression and just the feeling you have when you play that music, you know, especially like the late 60s and a lot of that 70s music. So a little bit of that inspires me just a little bit more. I played DJ Rogers. I, you know, of course, DJ Rogers passed away a couple of years back, and I was telling the listeners how me and the manager, we would crack jokes, you know, about, you know, the song, you know, Say You Love Me, and, you know, just little things like that, just to grow up, just to imagine being a teenager growing up hearing Say You Love Me for the first time or whatever. I can't imagine that, but I'm just going to profess my love for a lot of that great music. And to me, that's all I listen to, man. But you know, I don't want to get on the soapbox too much. I know we got 5 minutes left of the show, but I just wanted to say that, yeah, you kind of inspired me to do that block. Like I said, Enchantment, DJ Rogers, just a great block. And again, you can check it out on the comment section of all of the music that I played on the show. So make sure you go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook. And like, if you like the song, like it, love it, whatever, you know. But anyway, I'm done ranting. Any final words, man? Any final words?
God is good all the time. And I just pray that you guys all have a blessed rest of this day. And have a wonderful and beautiful weekend. We do appreciate you, and we thank you so much for tuning in to Solar Records Radio.
Nothing really left to say. Of course, I'm Don Clinton for Wardell Potts Jr. We'll see you guys tomorrow celebrating the legacy of Solar Records. Until then, you guys have a safe Thursday night. See you tomorrow, Wardell. You guys have a good one. Closing out with a little Stephanie Mills, Put Your Body in It. You guys have a great night. Talk to you soon. Bye.